beating the monster. As you know, we've been taking swimming lessons for up to 2 months. Each lesson I had saw me growing a bit. A timid girl, I used to have a terrible fear of rivers and lakes. Getting close to a large body of water like a pond triggered off strong reactions in me. I had goose pimples, and I found it even harder to breathe. Did I suffer from aquaphobia then? I'm not so sure. So as you can imagine, I had a very hard time at the beginning of the swimming lessons. When the coach told us to put our heads underwater and stay submerged for 5 seconds, I panicked. I felt as if I would have to enter a freezing box. I took a look at the other girls. They were doing very well, like beautiful swans. Compared to them, I was as clumsy as a chicken. When the coach told me to do it, I said I didn't dare to. He said, "Girl, how do you know you can't if you don't even give it a try? Just go ahead. I'll stand by and watch over you. Everything will be alright." Plucking up enough courage, I put my head underwater and stayed there. The coach had my head pressed down with a pole, lest I should pop up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 seconds passed. I made it! I was bursting with pride. It was the very first time I had beaten the water monster in my mind. After that, I followed my coach closely and practiced every new step very hard. Now I can swim very well, like a mermaid. When I'm swimming, I look around and see a beautiful azure world all about. The fear is history. Everyone might have something secret troubling him or her. However, if you don't hit the road, you will not see the beautiful scenery out there over the mountain. If you don't reach the summit, you will not know what a glorious view you will get standing at the very top. Beat the beast in your mind, and you'll be your own hero.